I'll check you some high school sports from the weekend on Saturday. Lots of wrestling. The Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Championships were held in Denison. It was Creston OM winning the team title with 258.5 points. Clarinda the runner-up with 195. Glenwood was third with 178. Lewis Central with 160.5 placing fourth. Atlantic Cam running fifth with 142 points. Harlan, Red Oak, St. Albert, Kemper Catholic, Denison, and Shenandoah finish off the rest of the field. Individually for Atlantic, place winners include Dylan Cox, who was the champ at 120, and Darian Schwenke was the titleist at 126. Also, Reed Nichols was fourth at 145. Jacob Johnson was fifth at 160. Drake Roller was sixth at 170 pounds. Keegan Hosfeldt placing fourth at 195. Tyler Christensen was third at 220. And Jez Phippen was third at 285 pounds on Saturday. The Audubon Wheeler Invitational Wrestling Tournament saw Audubon win their own meet with 195.5 points. Logan Magnolia, the runner-up, with 182.5. East Mills, Exira EHK, and Woodbine round out the top five teams. Individual champs include Colin Subert at 106 for Audubon, Kyle Julesgaard of Audubon at 113, Alec Mormon of East Mills at 120, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon at 126, Audubon's Jake Mulford at 132, his teammate Andrew Malloy at 138, Brady Charbonneau of Logan Magnolia at 145, Josh Hopkins of East Mills at 152, Dane Livengood of Trainer the Champ at 160, Gavin Gremmel of Clarinda Academy wins at 170, Evan Hansen of Exira EHK the Champ at 182, his teammate Trey Sander wins at 195, Matt Fett of Audubon the Champ at 220, and David Howell of East Mills wins at 285 pounds. Guthrie Center hosting their Invitational Wrestling Meet Saturday as well. There were 21 teams in all. It was Clarion Goldfield winning the meet with 219 points. Humboldt, Ogden, Greene County, and Northwest Webster were the top five teams, followed by Guthrie Center, Tri-Center, Riverside, I-35, and Underwood in the top 10. Among the champions, Christian Polly of Tri-Center at 120, Austin Labs of Guthrie Center, the titleist at 182, and Ben Wellman of Tri-Center wins the 195-pound title. In Saturday high school basketball and boys play, it was Clarinda beating Southwest Valley 75-54. Kemper Catholic got by St. Edmund 52-49. Nottoway Valley outscored Earlham 83-61. Trainer over St. Albert 63-49. West Harrison needed overtime to beat Peyton Sherdan 70-61. West Monona topping Missouri Valley 67-64. In girls Saturday basketball, Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 41-35. Earlham over Nottoway Valley 61-57. Lewis Central needed four overtimes to beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 72-69. Missouri Valley over West Monona 59-39. Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 56-31. St. Edmund topping Kemper Catholic 67-53. And it was the Trainer girls over St. Albert 47-43. A day of upsets in college basketball. Two of the three ranked schools were beaten yesterday. The highest ranked team in action was 10th-ranked Michigan, and the Wolverines lost at Indiana 63-52, the final. Yogi Ferrell scored 27 for the Hoosiers, hitting 7 of his 8 three-point tries. The Cincinnati Bearcats, the 13th-ranked team in the AP poll, won their 14th straight game, a 50-45 win over South Florida. And the other ranked team to lose on Super Sunday was number 18 Pitt. The Panthers were beaten by Virginia 48-45. Malcolm Brogdon made a last-second three-pointer to give the Cavaliers the victory. Arizona lost a game, most likely its number one ranking and perhaps one of its best players. Topping the AP rankings for the past 8 weeks, Arizona likely will fall out of the top spot when the new Associated Press poll comes out this afternoon. The Wildcats could be without forward Brandon Ashley for the rest of the season after that 60-58 loss to California Saturday night. Arizona went into that game on a school record 21-game winning streak after holding off Stanford Wednesday to start a two-game Northern California swing. But the Wildcats tasted defeat Saturday night for the first time in a loss that likely will propel Syracuse to the top of the new AP rankings. Ashley injured his right foot, grabbing a rebound in the opening minutes, and didn't return, spending the second half with a walking boot and crutches. Just one game in the NBA yesterday. It was Boston beating Orlando 96-89. Couple of National Hockey League matchups. Washington outlasting Detroit in overtime 6-5. It was Winnipeg 2-1 over Montreal. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the blowout Super Bowl made a return yesterday. The Seattle Seahawks clubbing the Denver Broncos 43-8. Russell Wilson tossed a pair of TD passes, and the Seahawks capitalized on a host of Bronco mistakes in their stunningly easy upset. 12 seconds into the game, the Seahawks scored on a safety. 12 seconds into the second half, Percy Harvin crossed the goal line to cap an 87-yard kick return. In the most lopsided Super Bowl in 21 years, the Seahawks breezed their first NFL championship since entering the league as a 2-12 expansion team in 1976. It's Seattle's first major sports championship since the NBA's Supersonics were champs in 1979. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson tossed a pair of touchdown passes, directing an efficient Seattle offense that scored three touchdowns directly off of Denver mistakes. The Seahawks scored TDs running and receiving, returning a kickoff, and also with an interception return, as well as two field goals and a safety to start the game. The NFC now has won five of the last seven Super Bowls. Seattle linebacker Malcolm Smith returned an interception of Peyton Manning, 69 yards for a touchdown, and later recovered a fumble as he won Super Bowl MVP honors. Smith is only the third linebacker in Super Bowl history to earn the award, joining Ray Lewis of Baltimore in 2001 and Chuck Howley of Dallas in 1971. It was appropriate that a member of Seattle's league-leading defense would be the MVP, considering the way the Seahawks shut down Manning and Denver's record-breaking offense, forcing four turnovers and holding the Broncos scoreless until the last play of the third quarter. Smith's pick six made it 22-0 late in the first half, and Seattle was well on its way. All those records all for naught as Saturday night Peyton Manning was winning his record fifth NFL Most Valuable Player award. Sunday night, he endured one of his worst big-game performances ever. Manning said afterward, "Our overall execution wasn't real sharp, and theirs was." On paper, Manning's performance didn't look so bad. He actually completed a Super Bowl record 34 out of 49 pass attempts, but he passed for just 280 yards. Manning threw two interceptions, one returned by Smith for a touchdown, the other leading directly to a Seattle TD. Manning said, "They made more plays on defense than we did, and I give them credit for that." Manning is now 1-2 in Super Bowls. He still trails his brother Eli, the Giants QB, who has won two Super Bowl rings. Manning said it's a tough pill to swallow, adding that he would use the bitter disappointment to get better next season. Manning shattered the league record by throwing for 55 touchdowns during the regular season. He also set the mark with 5,477 yards passing, leading the Denver Broncos to a 13-3 record during a record season when the Broncos scored 606 points. But in the most important game of the season, Manning could produce just one touchdown, and that came with his team already behind 36-0. Well, Fox analyst Terry Bradshaw didn't take part in the network's Super Bowl coverage after the death of his father. Fox said Bill Bradshaw died Thursday after a long illness. He was 86. Terry Bradshaw, the former great who won four Super Bowl championships as a Steelers quarterback, was with his family in Louisiana. Fox Sports dedicated the broadcast to the Bradshaws. Michael Strahan, who was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame a day earlier, replaced Bradshaw on Sunday's pregame show and also handled the postgame awards duties. And in golf yesterday, Kevin Stadler finally is a winner on the PGA Tour. He claimed his first title at the Phoenix Open after posting a 3-under 68 in the final round. The Colorado-raised Stadler played the final round in Denver Broncos colors, orange shirt and blue pants and hat. He finished a shot in front of hard-charging Graham DeLait of Canada and faltering third-round leader Bubba Watson. DeLait posted a second-round 65, second straight 65, while Watson bogeyed two of the final three holes. He stumbled to a par 71. Stadler's victory make him and his father, former Masters champ Craig Stadler, the ninth father-son winners in PGA Tour history. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.